Welcome to worship. We have a few announcements. Salvation Army on Tuesday. We're not going to have coffee and conversation this morning to give you a chance to get home and celebrate with your families. The New Covenant Home Altar for January, February, and March is on the table in the narthex and also on the table at the side entrance. The readings start next Sunday. Linda Freeman will be preaching next Sunday, and we will have communion. I believe this is the extent of our announcements. Would you please stand and read responsively the call to worship? The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth.
We have beheld his glory. Hallelujah.
A child has been born for us.
A son given to us.
Authority rests upon his shoulder.
He is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Hymn number 187, Our Day of Joy, is here again. Day of joy is here again, with love and peace and song. Come, let us join the angelic strain with voices clear and strong. Glory to our God we sing, glory to our Lord and King. Peace and world will all abide this holy Christmas time. When darkness lay upon this earth, a glorious light did shine. God sent us it a priceless worth and showed his love divine. Glory to our God we sing, glory to our Lord and King. Peace, goodwill with all abide this holy Christmas time. Now to the manger let us go, to worship and adore. The tender babe upon the straw, our Savior evermore. Glory to our God we sing, glory to our Lord and King. His goodwill with all abide this holy Christmas time. How wonderful God's own Son should so himself obey. He thrust the mighty from their throne and gave the lowly grace. Glory to our God we sing, glory to our Lord and King. Peace, goodwill with all abide this holy Christmas time. Let's pray. Child of Bethlehem, make your presence known to us and dwell in our hearts in our midst as we worship. Come, servant King. Teach us the ways of your kingdom and make our hearts your throne. Come, brother of all, show us the meaning of our humanity. Go before us and lead us to God. Bring us to the fullness of your kingdom. Amen. You may be seated.
Scripture reading this morning for our first lesson, it's Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 5 and 6, and page 598 in your pew Bible. The days of are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up to David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness. And for the gospel lesson, it'll be John 1, 1 through 14, page 809 in the Pew Bible. The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world was made through him. The world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the name to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and lived for a while among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
The Apostle Paul, writing to the Corinthians, said this: "This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God." The ushers will receive our offering. Let's pray. Loving God, may our sense of belonging within a community of faith nurture the longing to be your faithful servants. Teach us to build a partnership with your Spirit that advances the ways of generosity and grace. Accept our giving and receive our gifts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. And let's pray together. Thank you, God, for this special day, this Christmas day, when we remember the gift of your Son for our salvation. We pray for those who do not know you as yet, that as they hear the Christmas story once again, that they might be challenged to commit their lives to you. We pray for the areas of our country that are dealing with severe weather, extreme cold, blizzards, tornadoes. We pray that you would enable them to deal with those circumstances. We pray for those who are dealing with illness. There's a spike in COVID now and the flu. Children who are struggling with RSV. We pray that they might find healing. And as we celebrate the coming of the Prince of Peace, we realize that in many parts of our world, there is no peace. We pray that peace might prevail in those areas where there's war and turmoil. Thank you for our public servants who keep us safe, our police force, our sheriff's deputies, our fire department personnel, as they serve us. Keep them safe. Thank you for Grace Koski and Sarah Skolman and their willingness to serve in the armed forces. And we pray for our church and during this time of transition. Lead us and guide us as we look for a new pastor. Lead and guide our pastoral search committee. And we pray that we might find one who will help us to reach out into the community and bring new people in. Be with us now as we continue our worship. In Jesus' name, amen. Now at this point in the service, we're giving you a chance to request your favorite Christmas carols. We just have today and next Sunday as far as Christmastide, and this is the one time of the year when we sing them. So if you have a favorite carol, just call it out, and unless you specify otherwise, we'll sing the first and the last stanza of each carol. So don't be bashful. 190. Christmas has its cradle. Christmas has its cradle, where a baby cried, hid the lantern shadow, show him crucified. Did he foresee darkly his life willing lost? Christmas has its cradle, and Easter has its cross. Christmas has its cradle, where that baby cried. In the Easter garden, Christ lay crucified. When death's power was conquered, God's life through him poured. Christmas has its cradle, and Easter has its Lord. Another? 176, now shine 1,000 candles bright. Now shine 1,000 candles bright upon the world's dark sphere. The deep blue sky is set alight as myriad flames appear. In suburb, ghetto, farm, and town, they spread the news abroad that Jesus Christ, born tonight, our Savior and our God. Every dark and anguished heart, send down your ray divine, and may the light of God's own love like Christmas candles shine. Tranquil hope and light in every home tonight. Someone else?
184.
God's love made visible. God's love made visible, incomprehensible. He is invincible, his love shall reign. From love so bountiful, blessings uncountable, make death surmountable, his love shall reign. Joyfully pray for peace and goodwill, all of our yearning he will fulfill. Live in a loving way, praise him for every day. Open your hearts and pray, his love shall reign. God gave his Son to us to dwell as one of us. His blessing unto us, his love shall reign. To him all honor bring, heaven and earth will bring. Praises our Lord and King, his love shall reign. Open our door this day of his birth, all of good will inherit the earth. His star will always be guarding humanity. Throughout eternity, his love shall reign. Interesting that hymn was written by one of our great jazz musicians, Dave Brubeck, and his wife. Another favorite? 183. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, his name is called Emmanuel. Us, revealed in us, his name is called Emmanuel. Emmanuel, his name is called Emmanuel.
Others. 146.
the world the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and heaven and nature sing. He rules the world with truth and grace. Makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love and wonders of his love and wonders and wonders of his love. Any others? Well, then let's close by singing number 188, Go Tell It on the Mountain. And we'll sing all three stanzas of that one. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching o'er silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed our Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lonely manger, the humble Christ was born. And God sent us salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Thank you for taking part in that way. And we'll ask Mike to come now and bring us the message of the morning.
Well, all of the passages have been read last night and today, so I'm not going to bother to reread them. All of us have heard these stories over and over again, and it isn't wearisome, is it? In the gospel that was read today, in the first chapter of John, in verse 5 it says, "And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." In verse 11, "He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him." And if I can find it, in verse 10, he was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. The darkness didn't receive him. The world didn't receive him. His own people didn't receive him. The good news to nobody. Nobody got it. Well, somebody got it. You know who got it? The nobodies. It started with Zacharias. He was a priest. He wasn't one of the bigwigs. He was chosen by lot. His assignment to go into the temple and present the sacrifice into the Holy of Holies, and you know the rest of the story. An angel met him in there. That's when it started. But just a reminder, it had been 400 years since Israel had ever heard anything from God. 400 years since God had spoken on this planet. And at the point of the angel Gabriel sent to Zacharias, we see an explosion of God's messages to the nobodies, all surrounding the birth of this baby, Jesus. And then, of course, we know that Elizabeth became pregnant with the Elijah for the Messiah, the proclaimer for the Messiah. And then Mary came along, and we kind of looked at that last night a little bit. Rocky road for this young lady. 12, 13 years old. And we found out last night that all these events that happened in her life, as long as she lived, she treasured them and pondered them in her heart. And remember, ponder means to think about stuff without drawing a conclusion. I wonder what conclusion Mary came to. Well, in that same book, the Gospel of John, we have a hint. And I like this, by the way. In chapter 2, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. And in verse 3, it says, "And when the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, 'They have no wine.' And Jesus looked at her and said, 'Woman, what do I have to do with you? What does that mean to me? My hour has not yet come.' And without missing a beat, Mary turned to the servants and said, 'Do whatever he tells you to do.'" I don't know what had been going on in Mary's life and in her heart, but it had made an impact. I don't know what Jesus had been doing in those 30 years. We don't have records of it. I know we've got some side gospels that we don't include in our Bible because the original people who put this Bible together didn't think they were valid. They didn't think they were authentic. I don't know what happened, but I'll tell you what, for 30 years of Jesus' life, it made an impact on Mary. so much that immediately she just told the servants, do whatever he tells you. Didn't know what he was going to say, do, or anything else. Didn't take Jesus' rebuke as a brush off. Just do it. And then, of course, there's Joseph. And we talked about him a little bit last night. I want to point out something about Joseph. The only one we have recorded in the Bible who received four dreams from God and obeyed every single one of them instantly. I should modify that. Four dreams from God about things he had to do. We've got people in the Old Testament who receive dreams about the future, about kingdoms. But these four dreams came to Joseph, and he obeyed them instantly. No questions, no discussion. And some of them for good reason. Safety. And then, of course, there's the shepherds. My favorite, in a way, because they're the big surprise. The shepherds were homeless people. Probably haven't thought about that. You know where they lived? Out in the country with the sheep. And I'm sure you've all heard this, sheep are stinky. When I was pastoring up in Cook, we had a member of the church who raised sheep. And every once in a while he would mention to me the extra effort his family went through before coming to church on Sunday morning. They're out there in the wilderness, in the cold, in the rain, with the sheep. That was their job. They're probably servants, is probably who they were. Nobody cared. Nobody even probably paid any attention. What they're interested in is the sheep. Get them in here. Let's get that wool, send them back out. But it's probably my favorite because that's where an explosion occurred in the sky to declare, and this is where we hear the word for the very first time. To you has been born this day in the city of David, the Messiah. That's the first time we hear that Jesus is the Messiah. And immediately, what did they do? They're going to go and find this kid. And they gave Mary the story. It's the first time she heard that word. This little baby is the Messiah that you have been waiting for 4,000 years. All of the 300 plus prophecies in this book, this is the Messiah. How do you know that? Well, a whole angel chorus exploded on us out there in the hills. And they said, this boy is the Messiah. The last two I want to read to you from Luke chapter 2. A couple of more forgotten people. In Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 21. And when 8 days were completed before his circumcision, his name was then called Yeshua, we say Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived, given to Mary, given to Joseph separately. And when the days for their purification according to the law of Moses were completed, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male that opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. Actually, the law says more than that. The firstborn male would be presented to God, and only then could God give him back to his parents. We find that story with Samuel, firstborn male, and mother brought him to the temple, well, probably not to the temple, but to Eli, and left him there. Because he was going to be a priest his whole life. She just left him there to serve God. The last judge, priest, and prophet, Samuel. And they were to offer a sacrifice according to what was said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. What that means to us is that Mary and Joseph were really poor folks. This was the smallest offering, cheapest offering that could be offered. Here's where it gets interesting. A nobody. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. A message from God to Simeon. Who's this guy? Nobody knew about him. Mary and Joseph didn't even know about him. They just bumped into him at the Mall of America. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to carry out for him the custom of the law, he took him into his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, thou dost let thy bondservant depart in peace now, according to thy word, for my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared in the presence of all people, a light of revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. In the presence of all peoples, but nobody got it. The darkness didn't get it. We probably know why. The world didn't get it. He came to his own and they didn't receive him. Simeon did, a nobody. And then we read on, and his father and mother were amazed at the things which were being said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, a prophecy. Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rise of many in Jerusalem, and for a sign to be opposed, and a sword will pierce even your own soul to the end that the thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. Goes right on in verse 36. Another nobody. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with a husband 7 years after her marriage, and then as a widow to the age of 84. And she never left the temple, serving night and day with fastings and prayer. And at that very moment she came up and began giving thanks to God and continued to speak of him to all those who were looking for the redemption of Israel. But we're not done yet. The last nobodies came from the east. Let's see, which direction is east? East. Oh, yeah. We don't even know where they came from. We don't know their names. They left without even leaving a record. We call them the Magi. That's what the Bible calls them. Some translations call them the kings of the east. We don't know who they were. We don't know where they came from. But it is, in fact, we don't even know there were three. But it is expected that these three, four, five, seven, ten, two, I don't know, very important people from the east weren't traveling alone. They probably had a camel train with them, bodyguards with them, animals carrying the gifts. This was probably a pretty spectacular thing. And they came about 2 years later. I know that a lot of the theologians that I read say they came from Persia. It doesn't take 2 years to get from Persia to Israel. Unless you're really, really, really dragging your feet, even on camels. But it took them about 2 years to get there. At least that's approximately what we have in the Bible. So they came from somewhere. And they left, and we still don't know who they are. You know, this is one of those little errands that I think I'm going to have after we get the new heaven. I'm going to try to find these guys because I just want to know what happened. What is this thing with the stars? Stars don't do that. How did you figure it out? Are you astronomers? What is going on? We don't know anything. It's just a mystery. So I want to end here. We don't have many important people sitting here with us today. I should mention we have one very important person. I'm going to call him the teacher emeritus at Virginia High School. Or maybe we should just call him the teacher eternatus at Virginia High School. No, we're not important people. We're just regular, ordinary people. Nobodies. Nobodies to a lot of somebodies. But not nobody to Jesus. Right, Stephen? Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. We're not rich. We're not famous. We're doing okay. But in the grand scheme of things, we are just nobody. But somewhere along in our life, God came to us with a message. Remember that day? I want you in my family. Nobody. Would you be willing to join my family? I wasn't looking for God. He was looking for me. Would you pray with me? You know, it's just astounding. Jesus so not understandable. Here we are, just us, Christmas Day, 2022. You not only found us, you not only brought us into your family, but here today on this cold, wintry day, as the handful of us meet together, you are here with us. You know, Lord, it's just beyond our ability to understand how much you love us. But thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Mike. Mike and Kathy will be leaving us in a few days temporarily to enjoy some warm weather, and we wish them well. In closing, let us turn to another hymn of our heritage, number 166, Joy Bells Are Ringing. Is bringing tidings of Jesus' birth. Candles are gleaming, gladness is streaming out over all the earth. Light is ascending, nighttime is ending, sunshine from God appears. Hope of the ages, foretold by sages, comes to dispel all fears. Oh, what a treasure God in his pleasure lovingly gives today. Grace to the lowly, peace pure and holy, angels to all convey. Oh, stranger, kindred and stranger, hail now the new. In adoration, with jubilation, peoples and nations sing. Banish all sadness, fill me with gladness, Jesus, whom I